We're excited about the Black Male Summit in Akron, Ohio.
Yes, we are.
And let me say this about that. Stephen A. Smith is going to be one of the speakers at the Black Male Summit. Good morning, Stephen A. How you doing, man?
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. I know this is close to you because I remember a few years ago when you shut everything down, you wanted to go into mentoring and empowering and you wanted to come on the show and mentor and empower. And it didn't quite work out like you wanted to, so you went back to ESPN and got back to sports. So now you're going to do this Black Male Summit, and I think this is just up your line, right?
Well, definitely so. I mean, you got to make contributions to your community. And obviously, I'm incredibly concerned about some of the things that I see going on with young Black men. But, you know, at the same time, I never tried to leave the business and, you know, go away from doing what I do. In order to do that, I tried to do both. But contractually, things didn't work out with me with ESPN at the time. But I ultimately came back. I'm still doing what I'm doing. But I'm always going to have my eyes on doing what I can to help our community. There's no question about that.
So when you speak Saturday night, what are you going to tell these young Black men?
Well, I'm going to remind them about the trials and tribulations that are inevitably going to come their way. How, you know, the world is not going to feel sympathy for them or anything like that. How you got to be on your grind and you got to be about the business of doing the things that you're supposed to do, and that you can't take shortcuts and you can't look for the easy way out. Because nothing that's sustainable, that's worth having, is going to come easy to you. And you know that the obstacles are going to be there, but the excuses better be few and far between, because nobody's trying to hear that. Steve, and that's just something that they need to know.
Steve, you were recently voted most annoying person in sports media. So obviously you're doing something right. What do you tell people about making that voice heard, and especially young people, in light of all that we're going through politically and socially?
Well, please understand. I mean, you know, they do a lot of focus groups and media and things like that. And, you know, I think I'm the only guy in ESPN history that's been voted the most loved and the most hated. either way, we need to be very, very clear about something. I don't care. I don't care for a lot of reasons. Number one, I don't care because it's about doing what's right. Number two, I don't care. And I think people really, really misread this. My foundation is as a journalist. That's how I started in this business. That's where everything emanates from. If you are a journalist on any level and you're looking to be liked, you have no business in this profession. Your job is to get as close to the truth as possible and to be in tireless pursuit of the truth. So when people sit up there and say, you know, I'm disliked or whatever, it actually makes me laugh, because I'm sitting there and saying, do you not know my history? Do you not know what the history of this profession is and what it entails and what it's supposed to be about? You're not supposed to be in pursuit of being liked. That's like somebody covering the White House or covering politics or something like that, and what they're trying to do is get along with people and make friends. How could you possibly do your job if you're in the business of trying to make friends as a journalist? That's never been my objective. It never will be my objective. I'm going to be in constant pursuit of the truth. I'm going to tirelessly pursue it, and I'm going to give my perspective based on what the facts tell me. And if I'm disliked or even hated, so what? That's what comes with it.
Mm.
Did you learn that early on, or was that something that you came to accept?
You knew it coming into the business, uh-huh, because you recognize the fact that when you're in a position of influence where you have, where you're in a position to disseminate a message to the masses, and you have that journalist tag attached to you, if you are about the business of making friends, then obviously one of the things that's going to facilitate that is not reporting truth. It's veering away from it. It's not getting into all of that. That's just the way that it is. So you have to make a decision very early. What is your objective and what is your agenda? I'm not trying to be hated. I don't want to make people unhappy. I certainly don't want to ruin people's lives or things of that nature. And there's, no matter what I report, it's nothing compared to what I don't report, because I'm not trying to hurt people like that. But when you're about the business of covering whatever it is that you're assigned to cover, you go against the foundation of your industry. You actually are compromising your profession mm-hmm. by pursuing friendships instead of doing what you can to get as close to the truth as possible. And that doesn't pay my bills.
Are you living your dream?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you living your dream?
I'm always living my dream. I don't. To me, as far
when
as
you
I'm
talk
concerned,
to these kids, when you talk to these kids on Saturday, are you going to tell them to live their dream? And
here's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them to pursue their dreams. I'm going to tell them to go for it. But I'm going to also let them know is to understand this notion that you can do whatever you want to do. That's not true. Sometimes you can, but for the most part, you have to discover your gift. You have to discover what it is that you're gifted at, what mm-hmm. it is that you know how to do, and pursue that. Listen, Tom, I wanted to be an NBA player. Guess what? I wasn't good enough, so I had to find something else to do. If I pursued something that I wasn't good enough to be, then where would I be today? You have to recognize what your limitations are, and you have to go in that direction. Do what you can to discover what your gifts are. That way you'll have a career instead of a job, because a job is doing what you have to do in order to survive, prosper, or whatever. But a career is doing what you want to do, and it just so happens to facilitate the other dreams that you may have in terms of making the right money, the right amount of money that you want to make, and things of that nature. That's what you have to recognize.
You knew in college that you weren't NBA material?
Damn right.
Your numbers just, okay. you were not putting up the numbers, huh?
Well, I cracked my kneecap in half, so that didn't help. But the bottom line is, even if I was 100% healthy, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't going to be Allen Iverson or Kobe or anybody like that. So I had damn well had better discover what else do I have to offer the world where I can sit there and work in a profession and get paid lovely for it. So that's what I went about the business of doing. I recognized my limitations, and I discovered what my gifts were because they said I could write. They knew that I could report.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina.
Right.
I played for Big House Game.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's where you made your name right there.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get out of you. HBCU. Stephen A., rip it up this weekend in Akron and the Black Male Summit.